it's time for today's edition of Test of 10. Can you feel it? Can ya? Tuesday, John Godwin from the Prince of Wales pub in Mount Nessin scored 6. Haha, indeed. Wednesday, Dickie from Shoecare scored a respectable 8 out of 10. Yesterday, Julie from Brentwood also scored a respectable 8 out of 10. Today, brand new guest, so contestant on line one, what's your name and where you from?
Richard from Brentwood.
How are you this morning, Richard?
Very well, thank you. Very well indeed.
Excellent. Whereabouts in Brentwood do you live?
I live in St Thomas's Road.
St Thomas's Road. What do you get up to day by day?
I run a cafe.
Do you? Whereabouts?
In Moore's Place.
Moore's Place. Is that down the little alley next to Tony and Guy?
I think it is, yes.
There you go. It's a good job I know this, Richard. You should know that. Are you ready to play
Absolutely.
Test of 10 today?
Yep.
Well, you know what's going to happen now, don't you, Richard?
I think so.
What?
Well, I think I'm going to get 10 questions and I've got to answer as many as possible.
Oh, confident. And that's not what I was talking about. Attention, bed on. Okay. Question number one, Richard, from Brentwood. What is the chemical symbol for the element oxygen?
O.
Is that O, I don't know, or O?
As in
the letter.
It's O.
It's O. It's correct. First one correct. I need some whoops and hollers, please, from your cafe.
Well, they're inside, I'm outside.
All right, okay.
You're not going to hear anything.
Is there anyone outside who can whoop for you?
We need some whoops, he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. See? Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Oh, Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, confidence, straight in. Correct. Question number 3. What is the collective noun for a group of lions?
Pride. I think you'll find, I hope.
He's a clever one, this boy. Because he's correct. Richard? Richard?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it. Richard?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you know this quiz is bigger than Golden Balls?
What's Golden Balls? Exactly.
Yeah, I like it. Can I have a whoop whoop from that girl?
We need a whoop whoop. There you go.
Thanks. Question number 4. Which classic 1940 film stars Reet Butler and Vivian Leigh?
Say again. What was the?
What classic 1940 film stars Reet Butler, I believe that's how you say it, Rhett Butler, and Vivian Leigh?
Oh my god, I can see it now, I can even tell you the line. A film starring Vivian Leigh and Rhett Butler.
That's the one.
Oh god, it's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, it's the Scarlett O'Hara one. It's the... No. Oh, God.
Hey, no conferring.
No, they're shouting out things that are completely wrong.
Gonna have to hurry you on this
okay,
one.
Okay, can I
Richard?
Pass on that one?
Do you want to take a guess?
Oh.
It's better to take a guess than to pass.
I really can't think, but it's not Casablanca, but it's, Gone with the Wind,
no,
that's
you
it.
Can't do that!
But that was on the tip of my tongue!
It's on the tip of her tongue as well. Tell her to shut up.
And I've been told, tell it.
Richard from Brentwood.
Yep.
I need quiet in your audience, please.
Okay.
I don't need more controversy with this damn quiz. Okay.
Yep.
If you've been listening to my show this morning, you will know that I've been talking about Paddington Bear, right?
Yes. I don't know much about Paddington Bear. Go on, yeah.
From which country does Paddington Bear come from?
Peru.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Would be correct. Halfway through, how are you feeling? Confident?
Well, not after that Gone with the Wind one. No, I'm not confident now.
Are you a sports fan?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
In snooker, what is the highest score that could be reached on a break?
147.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah.
Correct, it is 147. Which actor, in his autobiography, said, "All I need to make a comedy is a park, a policeman, and a pretty girl."
A park, a policeman, and a pretty girl?
Yeah.
Sounds like something Charlie Chaplin would say.
Is that what we're going to go with,
Richard? I'm going to go with Charlie Chaplin. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
You're right. Charlie Chaplin. Congrats on that one. So question number 8. How many holes does a 10-pin bowling ball have in it?
3.
You're right. Question number 9. What would you associate the company Bissau with? Bissau, Bissau, tomato, tomato.
Bissau. Can you repeat the question again, sorry?
Yeah, what would you associate the company Bissau, spelled B-I-S-S-E-L, with?
God, I wouldn't have a clue. I don't know, Liverpool. I don't know. Liverpool.
Going with Liverpool?
Yeah.
It's wrong. Am I right in saying that that's the first one you got wrong this morning?
I think so.
So you need to get the last question to go top of our leaderboard, okay?
Okay.
Do you feel tense?
A little bit.
Do you feel it?
Yeah.
Good. Who was the lead singer of the Four Seasons in the 1960s and 70s, Richard?
Oh. 19... Oh, the lead singer of the Four Seasons.
Yeah. Who was the lead singer of the Four Seasons in the 1960s and 70s?
Four Seasons. He's obviously gone solo. Four Seasons. I don't know, George Benson. That's the first name that came into my mind.
Are we going with George Benson?
I'm going with George Benson.
Okay. If you get this right, you go top of the leaderboard. If you get it wrong, you're still top of the leaderboard, but with two other people.
Yep.
Julie from Brentwood, Dickie from Shoecare, Brentwood High Street. Okay?
Yep.
You said George Benson. It's wrong, Richard.
I had a funny feeling it was going to be.
The correct answer was Frankie Valli.
Oh.
Would you have known that?
I wouldn't have known that, no.
So, Richard from Café Amour in Moore's Place here in Brentwood scores a respectable 8. So, well done, Richard.
Thank you very much.
Is that girl still there?
No, no, they've all gone now.
Have they? Can you give me a holler? Can you give me a holler then?
I'll give you woo! Yeah!
Yeah! That's what I like. That was today's edition of Test of 10 here on Phoenix FM. Cheers, Richard.
Thanks, mate. Bye.